Schools in Oakland, California are turning to a man they call Nurse Joe to get ailing or overweight kids off junk food. Chris Rebolo reports on the country's first school to hire a diabetes nurse.
Anybody know what diabetes is?
It's a sugar disease that you have.
It's a sugar disease that you have.
This classroom appearance at Oakland's Bret Harte Junior High is just one aspect of Joe Solowaychek's job. Nurse Joe, as he's known in the district, also manages the in-school care for the 50 students already diagnosed with diabetes in the system's 107 schools. He's training teachers to recognize and respond to the symptoms of high and low blood sugar. He's working on a plan to screen kids at risk, hopefully to prevent, or if needed, treat a condition which, left unchecked, can lead to blindness, heart disease, amputation, and coma.
The other thing about type 2 diabetes is that you drink a lot. You drink a lot of water, and you pee a lot.
The school district has good reason to bring Nurse Joe, a diabetic himself, into the system. About 75% of Oakland's 52,000 students are African American or Latino, groups whose risk of getting type 2 diabetes can be two or three times higher than that of whites.
Anybody know anybody with diabetes? Who?
My brother.
Your brother.
About 20% of the students in this class said someone in their family had the disease. Nurse Joe has a sense of urgency.
We want to prevent them from getting to where their aunts and uncles or grandmas and grandpas are. And what am I going to do for a follow-up here? Because we know for ourselves that a one-shot deal is not going to make this thing go away.
Nurse Joe included long-term issues when he did an in-service at Chabot Elementary. He talked to teachers about establishing good eating habits, something that discourages a craving for junk food. The school took heed. Principal Denise Sadler says they've made some changes.
So we've even actually now give more time for lunch. The kids want to gobble their lunches down and then go play on the yard, you know, but we really, really emphasize that the children take time to eat as a result, because now we see that connection, that brain-food connection.
I think schools have a tremendous role to potentially play in helping stem the tide of obesity.
Dr. Nancy Krebs chairs the Nutrition Committee of the American Academy of Pediatrics.
It's school diets, it's physical activity, it's the kinds of school lunches that are being offered. All of these play into this.
But how much schools can be involved in prevention remains a question. Budget cuts have forced many districts to drastically reduce health-related programs. The National School Nurses Association is concerned that hiring specialists like Nurse Joe will take away resources needed to meet overall health concerns. But Oakland parent Barbara Stewart is delighted with the program. Her 5-year-old daughter has diabetes. Stewart says Nurse Joe went beyond the basics. He met with all her daughter's schoolmates and their teachers at the beginning of the school year.
I can't say enough good things, and I feel so good about it. Took the mystery out of it, and I think it got rid of a lot of the misconceptions and the fears.
In fact, Oakland administrators are getting calls about the program from districts all over the country. The system had a reputation as a trailblazer even before it hired Nurse Joe. It was the first school system in California to ban the sale of sodas, candy, and junk food on campuses. Nurse Joe has even bigger plans for the future, like bringing in a hip-hop artist and hosting salsa parties. On this day, he takes advantage of every opportunity to engage his audience. He capitalizes on the fact that his own blood sugar is out of whack. Nurse Joe shows the kids how he injects himself with insulin and slips in some nutritional information while he has their rapt attention.
I'll show you where I take it, okay? I brought a shot.
You want to poke yourself?
I'm going to poke myself, yes. If you have diabetes, you have to do this 3 times a day.
Oh, my God! Does it hurt?
A little bit. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want diabetes.
Well, that makes two of us, Antoine.
For NPR News, I'm Chris Rebolo in Oakland.